Let's take 754, please.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Portland Community College and a grant agreement with the Portland Community College Foundation, providing $545,662 to the Future Connect Scholarship Program.
This is a good thing. I don't think we have a formal presentation on this. Are there any questions by council? Anyone want to speak on this item?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Come on up, please.
I'm Shedrick Wilkins, and I've always advocated here in the last month or so that we have community colleges that are free. This is $500,000 for a good cause. Again, I talked to this EMT guy over here. It's still a two-year program. I don't believe that you should really, not, if you're from a poor family, you should try to get be a doctor. You don't have the money, but you could at least be an EMT and find out whether you'd really like to deal with people that are in pain or bloody. If you freeze up under pressure, you can learn a lot being an EMT. And then, of course, then you go to medical school. And this idea you have to go 8 years to be a doctor is not the right way. And community colleges offer things like therapy that's not necessarily surgical. And those skills are from the community colleges, so at least in the form of medicine. Also, computer chips, computer programming is something now you can learn with 1 or 2 years at the community college, because the information can be brought in from a larger computer. And that was impossible, you know, before things like Apple computer came around. Bill Gates does not have a university degree in computer, and Paul Allen, they actually are now considered computer scientists, even though they don't have a university degree in computer science. Interesting thought.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks very much. Okay, this is an emergency ordinance. Let's take a roll call vote, please.
Well, I'm really pleased that we're continuing to support Future Connect and its first cousin, which is the SummerWorks program. And Mayor, if I can just take 1 second to embarrass my intern and just acknowledge that Joyce Soraya started today in my office. She's a SummerWorks intern. She'll be working on constituent services, the website, and specific projects. She's a graduate from Roosevelt High School. She's currently pursuing a BA in communications at Portland State University. She's originally from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. She is fluent in 4 languages, 3 of which I cannot pronounce: Swahili, Lingala, Nyanja, and English. And during her free time, she likes to take long walks, play soccer, and read. And we're just thrilled that we won the lottery and Joyce is on our team this summer. Aye.
Novick.
Really pleased that we, despite budget pressures, still have the resources to support Future Connect. And thanks to everybody associated with that program. Aye.
Fritz.
Indeed, Commissioner, through thick and thin, or from good times and bad times, we have supported this program, which we initiated thanks to Mayor Sam Adams and Kelly Thornlad. And it has such great results that Beaverton and Hillsborough and other jurisdictions are now joining the program. And this $545,000 leverages millions of dollars from the PCC Foundation. It's one of my favorite events of the year to listen to the young people talking, and sometimes older folks talking about why community college meets their needs and that they're able to further their education. And the difference is that this program provides wraparound mentoring services, as well as it's not just tuition services, it's our investment in the young people of the future. And so I'm very grateful that you continue to fund it. Aye.
Well, just as it won't take just one housing strategy to deal with our housing crisis, it won't take just one opportunity strategy to deal with the income inequality and the differences in opportunity in our city. So this is one piece of that strategy. As it happens, I'm speaking tomorrow morning to a bunch of economic development planners from around the country who are here for a conference about economic development equity, and I think this is one more example of the kinds of things a city can do within a city's own wheelhouse, if you will, of economic opportunity to try to create the community that we want. So I'm very proud of this work. I think it's of a piece with a lot of other things that we're doing, and be happy to brag about it tomorrow morning. Aye. Okay, let's